There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And we're about to move stateside and catch up with Nick Harper. He's on the line now. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Claire. Hi, Sally.
Good to have you on as ever. And, well, lots to get through this afternoon, or this morning for you, I guess. And North Korea tensions continuing. Threats from both North Korea and President Trump using some pretty scary language. But the US Secretary of State saying, keep calm and carry on.
Yeah, that's right. It has been a turbulent couple of days in terms of North Korea. Very much a war of words ramping up. The fear is, of course, that those words could turn into action. So we have the two leaders, Kim Jong-un and the US President Donald Trump, exchanging this fiery rhetoric between the two of them. But then you have the US deputies who are really trying to restore calm, to try and calm everyone down, trying to allay some fears. So North Korea is saying that they are now able to strike the US territory of Guam. They say they're formulating a plan to carry out a strike where four missiles would land about 30 kilometers away from Guam. It would take about 14 minutes for those missiles to get there. They're formulating that plan. They're hoping that Kim Jong-un approves it in the next few days, and then they will be ready. They're also saying that President Trump is bereft of reason. That follows on from his improvised, not planned comments on North Korea when he said that they would be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Since then, the U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and also the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson have been trying to allay some of those fears. Jim Mattis has said that North Korea would be grossly overmatched if it were to take on the U.S. and its allies. But Rex Tillerson, I guess, trying to use even calmer language, trying to downplay some of those Donald Trump threats. And he has said that Americans should sleep well at night, that there is this threat from North Korea, but it really shouldn't be viewed as anything more than just a threat. It is the type of language that we've seen before. And the thinking is that they won't proceed from that language to actually carrying out the threats themselves.
Now, Nick, the FBI, it was about 24 hours ago, wasn't it? They raided the home of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. This is, of course, part of the Russian hacking investigation from last year's election. What did we learn out of that? Has anything come of it?
Yep. That's right, yes. If North Korea is the story that won't go away this week, this is the story that won't really go away this entire year. It's all related to that alleged meddling of Russia in the election last November, November 2016. And it's now caught up with the Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort, the FBI raiding his home in Virginia. Apparently they were looking for documents, and they did see some files and some other material, including some tax documents and foreign bank records. Now, Mr. Manafort is allegedly involved in some of that meddling that was apparently seen during the US election last year, and included in some of the material that they took from his house were some notes that he'd taken during a meeting that Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, had with a Russian lawyer when the Russian lawyer had promised some salacious news on Hillary Clinton that could have done damage to her in the run-up to the election. There's a big investigation going on. Special counsel has been appointed. Robert Mueller is the man who's looking into all of this. But Manafort's past is up for doubt. He did have to resign from the Trump campaign because he was accused of accepting millions of dollars and acting as a representative for Russian interests in the US and the Ukraine, that he had been trying to promote their agenda, and he had to step aside from the campaign. Now the FBI very, very clearly targeting him, looking at him as part of this Russia investigation, and actually going to his house to seize those documents.
Sticking with Trump, but in a slightly different way, less political way, shall we say, when I take my holiday in a week's time, if I want to, I can stay in his childhood home. Is that correct?
That is right. Yeah, this is kind of a night with Donald Trump, but
oh,
not
dear.
Quite.
Oh, dear.
So yeah, this is his house in Queens, one of the boroughs of New York City. It went up for sale 2 months after the election. It was sold for $2 million. But it's now popped up on Airbnb, the short-term rental website. So people who want to go and stay at his childhood home can do so. It costs about $700 a night, a little bit over that. According to the listing on Airbnb, it has 5 bedrooms. It can sleep up to 20 guests. And this is the house that Donald Trump's father built and that Donald Trump was born in and that he lived in for the first few years of his life. The listing says it's a unique and special opportunity to stay in the home of a sitting president. And it talks about the opulent furnishings that represent the style and the affluence in which the Trumps would have lived. It isn't quite the gold taps and the mirrors and all of the ornaments that you see in some of his residences today. It is a little bit more low-key. And some of those pictures also include a picture of the bedroom that they think Donald Trump would have slept in as a child. And in the living room, there is a giant cardboard cutout of Donald Trump himself. And it says on the listing that he is a great companion for watching Fox News late into the night. So if that floats your boat, you can go and do that. Rent it for a night or more in Queens, just outside of New York City.
Well, there you go. You come up with the best stories, Nick, including this one. It's not really what you'd think you'd find in your attic, but this is coming out of Florida. Family said that they'd been hearing strange noises in their attic for about 4 years, and they found
something
that nobody would want to find.
Exactly, yes. The husband of the house said that he didn't think much of it. I thought maybe it was rats, which is what you'd imagine, maybe rats or mice. They went up into the attic to have a little look. It turns out they had a giant 2-meter boa constrictor up there. They called, as you would imagine they would do, animal control to come out to remove the snake. Animal control had to come twice, and on neither occasion were they able to remove it. So the family took some pictures, they took some videos, they put them online. They managed to attract a snake catcher, a man who does this by trade, who came to the house. He looked at the amount of skin that the snake had shed in their attic. And by looking at that, he estimated that the snake had been up there for 4 years. It was a Colombian red-tail boa constrictor. They were able to get it out. Apparently, they're rehousing the snake now. And they think that it got into the attic through a hole in the roof by climbing up some trees and going across into the roof space. The one lucky thing about this story, I mean, it's not nice to find a boa constrictor that's 2 meters long in your attic, but the lucky thing is that apparently boa constrictors can live between 20 to 30 years and can get up to 4 meters in length. So perhaps this family had a slightly luckier escape than perhaps they would have done if it had been there for longer.
You'd think, you know, generally people might make it up to the attic at least, say, once a year or once every 6 months, at least for a spring clean. Clearly these people were not up there. That's incredible. What an unbelievable story.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you would go up. I mean, I go up to pick up bits and pieces, you know, get my suitcases down if I'm going on holiday where I keep them. But they're nothing like that.
I'm not going up anymore, Nick. I'm not anymore.
No,
I'm sending the husband.
If you hear noises, don't go up into the attic.
Exactly. Who knows what might be up there? Well, Nick, yes, as usual, it was great. Thanks very much, as usual, Nick. Great to catch up with you.
Thanks very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.